The $18.5 billion funding boost for Australian schools will have its moment of truth in the Senate this week. The Turnbull government determined to pass Gonski Mark II education package before Parliament rises on Thursday for the winter break. A number of concessions seem to be on offer for the Greens and the other crossbenchers, but the Catholic schools are further offside following the release of figures showing their sector would be $4.6 billion worse off over a decade. Christian Zara from the National Catholic Education Commission told us earlier on Breakfast this blows apart the minister's assurance that Catholic schools are actually better off to the tune of $3 billion under Gonski 2.0.
No, we're deeply uncertain about exactly what it is that the minister is saying, and it comes...
Well, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he's saying, but we're not sure as to whether or not that's entirely accurate. We've seen this information come through in the last 48 hours, which suggests something quite profoundly different. And the implications for the Catholic school sector, and indeed for parental choice in school education for all Australians, is very significant.
That's Christian Zara from the National Catholic Education Commission speaking to us earlier on Breakfast. Well, Simon Birmingham is the Minister for Education and Training, and he's in our Parliament House studios. Minister, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. Great to be with you.
I'm going to come to the concerns of the Catholic schools in a moment, but first off, Senator Richard Di Natale from the Greens says you've addressed some of the Greens' concerns. How much more are you willing to offer to get the support of the Greens? Could it be as much as $5 billion over a decade, bringing your Gonski Mark II spending to a total of $24 billion?
Well, Fran, the Turnbull government's always been pragmatic in its dealings with the crossbench, and that's what we'll do to make sure that we get good policy through. But equally, we don't play our discussions or negotiations out in public. Now, to date, we have simply provided the Greens with a range of information about different scenarios to help inform their discussions. And I'm grateful that the Greens, as with Senate crossbenchers, are engaging constructively with the government, which is in stark contrast to the Labor Party, who checked themselves out of sensible discussion on this debate weeks ago. But we'll continue those discussions with crossbenchers, with Greens senators, and hopefully by week's end, we'll see support for the application of fair, consistent, needs-based funding for schools across the country for the first time in Australia.
How much good faith is there in this, though? I notice there is pushback from some of the colleagues on your side. Kevin Andrews has said, quote, to do a deal with the Greens would be madness. We are hell-bent on driving our own base away in return for votes from the Greens, in which we'll never be rewarded at the ballot box. Are the Greens a no-go area for some of your colleagues? Have you been given that message?
No, I think that Liberal supporters and voters, just as all Australians, expect the government to get on with the business of governing. And that means working with whomever we face in the Parliament to be able to get good policy through, policy that in this case deals with all the distortions and inequities in schools funding and puts people on a common and level playing field. And that's what the government's seeking to do, put in place what David Gonski and his panel endorsed in terms of their report, and indeed what they have endorsed in terms of the government's actual legislation and reforms. And I hope and trust that we can get that done, and we'll work with whomever is necessary in the Senate to do so.
Well, have you told your colleagues that? I mean, Kevin Andrews isn't helping if these are delicate negotiations going on, is he?
Oh, well, look, Kevin is entitled, as every backbencher, to make their comments, and I'll happily have discussions with any of my colleagues. But I am quite confident that the colleagues, our supporters, and all Australians expect the government to work with the Parliament to get things done, to get its legislation through. And that's precisely what we're doing in this regard. And in doing so, we're trying to give effect to what David Gonski and his panel recommended, and to what David Gonski and Catherine Greiner and Ken Boston, all members of the Gonski panel, have now endorsed. You know, the Turnbull government school funding reforms have got that seal of approval, that tick of approval from those who wrote the Gonski report, as they have from a range of other impartial and independent stakeholders, the Grattan Institute, the Mitchell Institute, independent members of the Parliament in the lower house like Cathy McGowan and so forth.
Not from the Catholics. I'll come to that in a moment. Just before I leave the Greens and your negotiations, the Greens leader, Richard Di Natale, says his party will take their time before deciding a final position. How much time are you willing to give them?
Oh, look, we hope that these matters can be resolved this week. There's $18.6 billion of additional funding there for Australian schools, distributed according to need. And we want to get school funding arrangements settled so that schools themselves can get on with planning for next year and beyond with certainty around their budgets. And so that's why dealing with
it now...
Does that
mean it needs to be done this week?
Ideally, that would be the case. And of course, you know, this is something that we announced before the budget. So we've been clear about it for a period of time. It's been through a Senate inquiry that extended over the course of about a month. It's had proper examination, and now it's the Senate's turn to get on with its job.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 18 minutes to 8. Our guest is the Federal Education Minister, Simon Birmingham. Your colleague, Chris Back, retires from the Senate this week. He says he can't vote for Gonski in its current form. Quote, "I will not depart from a position for a fair agreement for Catholic schools." That's what he said on AM. Let's listen.
And unfortunately, until I'm convinced that the proposals in place will not disadvantage Catholic schools and independent schools for that matter, then I've indicated to the Minister that obviously please don't make me vote against the government in my last week in the Senate.
It's going to make it even trickier for you to get those votes. If Chris Back abstains or crosses the floor, you're going to need another vote, aren't you?
Well, I'm sure that that Chris will work with us. Chris is a good man, and he is working from a perspective of somebody who has served in Catholic education in voluntary roles on their boards in Western Australia. He has a deep understanding of it. There are some technical issues that we're discussing with Chris, and we'll keep having those discussions with him. And I'm sure that in the end, he will support what is a very significant additional investment into Catholic education across the country. That will see funding grow from $6.3 billion this year in 2017 to the eight different Catholic education authorities, growing up to $9.7 billion by 2027 to those eight different Catholic education authorities.
All right, let's talk about that, because that's where the conflict seems to be. Christian Zara, we heard from him earlier, and Chris Back seem concerned about the figures. They don't match up. Some figures from your own department, the education department, show that if Gonski 2.0 passes, Catholic schools would lose $4.6 billion in growth funding over the decade that would be available under the current Gonski deal. At the same time, government schools would be $4 billion better off, which seems like a direct transfer from money from the Catholic sector to the public system. Is that what's happening?
Well, Fran, there's a range of different scenarios people are wanting to debate at present. There's no doubt that...
Well, let's talk about that one.
Yeah, sure. And there's no doubt that if our legislation doesn't pass, then there will be less funding available for needy government schools around the country who, if our legislation does pass, and we'll see growth for around 4,500 of them, in excess of 5% per student per annum into the future. And so, you know, we really are making sure that we're putting funding into those schools where it is needed most. Now, I appreciate that there are people who have special deals that were in place in the past, and they want to keep those special deals for the future that give them a financial advantage over others. That's not what the Turnbull government wants to see happen, though, because what we're wanting to see occur is an arrangement that provides fair, consistent treatment across all non-government schools, regardless of sector, background, faith or otherwise. We don't want to see special deals there, just as we want all of the states and territories treated equally without special deals that treat one state advantageously over another.
All right, but you are conceding there. You are conceding that the Catholic schools under your model of Gonski, even though there's all this extra money going in, they will get less money, around $4 billion or more less money over the 10 years than they would have got under the current system. So they say they're needy, they can't deal with less money. Are you conceding that?
Look, I'm not conceding those numbers because in the end there's a range of assumptions.
But are you conceding they'll get less money over 10 years?
I think Nick Xenophon put it really well over the weekend when he said there are, you know, some comparisons that are between apples and hypothetical pears or imaginary pears. And in this case, you know, we're talking about if you had all of the mythical Labor Party money thrown at different arrangements, if you left in place all of the different special deals, well, then there might be some giant advantage that exists for one particular sector. The truth
is
the funding is going up, and it's going up. It's going up from $6.3 billion this year to $9.7 billion by 2027, $3.4 billion extra for Catholic education around Australia, 3.5% growth per student per annum on average over the decade. More in some states, like Western Australia, for example, where you see an even greater growth because the Western Australian Catholic education system was getting a poor deal under existing arrangements relative to, for example, the Victorian Catholic education system.
Okay, the problem is, though, these may be mythical dollars, but these are mythical dollars that the Catholic schools, systemic schools at the moment, are building into their teacher programs. And when those mythical dollars aren't there, they're going to have to cut.
Well, no, Fran.
Or put up fees.
They're not going to have to cut, and they're not going to have to put up fees, because funding grows by 3.5% per student per annum across Catholic education around the country. This idea, and this of course is the line the Labor Party's been running from day one, that somehow there are cuts here, when in fact Catholic Ed, just as government schools, just as independent schools, are overwhelmingly seeing funding grow. Over the next few years, there are 24 schools around Australia that will see a funding reduction. That's all. The government was clear about that on day one. They are a small number of independent schools who will actually see real reduction in their funding.
Okay.
For Catholic education, it's 3.5% growth over the decade, 3.7% growth per student over the next couple of years. And of course, they retain the autonomy to distribute their pot of money across their schools as they see fit, which is an important point, that it's a growing pot. They keep the autonomy to distribute it amongst their schools.
Minister, I've got to go, but I make the point that they still don't believe you, seem to believe you, or they don't understand it. There's been a breakdown in communication here for a start.
What I concede is that people want to keep a special deal in place that gives them a financial advantage. Right. Now, that's not unusual, but of course, that is not delivering fair, consistent, needs-based funding, which is what the Turnbull government is determined to do.
Simon Birmingham, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Simon Birmingham is the Federal Education Minister. You're listening to Breakfast